The locavore movement has been very good for business at Vermont Packing House. The state's largest slaughterhouse has seen explosive growth since it opened 3 years ago. Now the company is poised to get even bigger. Vermont Packing House recently received an Act 250 permit for a $1 million expansion. The project will double the capacity of the slaughterhouse that specializes in processing meat from small farms in the Northeast. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
It's Wednesday morning at Vermont Packing House in North Springfield, and that means it's hog day in the slaughterhouse.
These pigs are coming from Champlain Valley Farm over in Addison County.
Arian Tabumari is a co-owner of Vermont Packing House. When he opened, he had 10 employees, and he processed 6 animals that first week. 55 people work here now, and just today, almost 90 hogs will be killed and turned into bacon, ham, and sausage that will be sold all over the region.
So these are naturally raised hogs, raised in Vermont, no hormones, no antibiotics ever. And he's got, you can see, quite a few pigs.
It's pigs today. Yesterday, there were beef cows, and tomorrow, some sheep will come through. Tabumari has been expanding and shifting equipment around since he opened. But the new Act 250 permit will allow him to expand the building's footprint and put in a state-of-the-art carcass cooler, which he says will allow him to double the number of animals that Vermont Packing House processes.
We really see so much potential for growth. We continue to see new customers come in. We continue to see existing customers growing. We're actually worried if we can keep up. So we're trying to stay ahead of that curve with this investment, but I'm also still worried that this isn't big enough.
Mark Kern co-founded Black River Produce, a wholesale distributor, almost 40 years ago, and he's been a major player in connecting local farmers with the growing market beyond Vermont's borders. Kern says the expansion at Vermont Packing House is happening at just the right time. And he says the expanded capacity means more local farmers will be able to raise more animals and get them to markets across the Northeast.
You know, we tried selling local meat 10 years ago and people just didn't want to pay the premium price. But now there's a new generation, millennials and Generation X, and they're really concerned about where their food comes from. They want to know where the farm was, how the people were treated that work on the farm. And there's a huge market for that. You know, we're fortunate here in Vermont that we're 200 miles from 20 million people. And those people recognize the Vermont quality brand.
I'm going to step in here and close the door because I'm not. So this is the carcass cooler currently. We actually have, this one is divided into three.
Tabumari walks into the carcass cooler at Vermont Packing House, where about a dozen pig carcasses hang from the ceiling. Each hog weighs about 250 pounds, and beef cows can weigh as much as 800, and so it's a big project to build a new walk-in cooler with racks that can hold tons of meat. Tabumari opened Vermont Packing House as a company that kills animals with dignity and respect, and he wants the process to be as transparent as possible. He built windows that look out onto the killing floor, and he says he gives tours every week to people who either embrace or are opposed to slaughtering animals for food. So when the USDA cited the company for inhumane treatment of cows and pigs, animal rights groups from around the country pounced on the news, and the citations were widely reported. Tabumari took the hits. He says a few animals were improperly stunned, and he attributes the problems, partly, to the rapid growth he's been trying to keep up with. He says when a slaughterhouse says there's a good way to kill animals, there's bound to be controversy.
If your philosophical belief is that killing animals under any circumstance is absolutely wrong and should not happen, then anybody who says that it can be done well and it's fine is kind of going to be anathema to your way of thinking. If there's no such thing as any good slaughterhouse anywhere, a slaughterhouse saying that they are doing a good job is like, oh no, we better go after those guys.
Tabumari says he sees no slowdown in growth. The farmers that supply the meat are looking to raise more animals, and consumers are seeking out more and more products that are raised sustainably on small farms. He hopes construction for the new carcass cooler will be completed before the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Springfield.